And we get to say again, Happy New Year. So glad to see everyone this morning. Friends, family, but more than anything, as our brother said, the presence of God. Oh, it's such a joy and a blessing to be here this morning. Look at each other and just say, tag. We're giving thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude to our Father, our elder brother, Jesus Christ, and the presence that is here, the Holy Spirit. Let us pray this morning. Loving Father, gracious God, thank you. Thank you for this day that you have made. We get to rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you that we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from you. And Lord, we thank you that you are our shepherd, that we shall not want. You are with us with your surely goodness and mercy following us. Therefore, we can boldly say, when we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we can abide under the shadow of your presence. And God, we thank you. We give you all honor. We give you all praise. And as we go forward into this new year, help us to be finely tuned with your presence. For your name's sake and for your glory. Amen. Somebody say, tag. You're it. We give thanksgiving, appreciation, and gratitude to our Father, Elder Brother, and the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to go right into the Word. And if you would like to read along with me this morning, I'm reading from Matthew 24, verse 6, 10 through 14. Matthew 24, verse 6. 10 through 14, hear ye the word of the Lord, and you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Verse 10, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the law of many will grow cold. Or should I say the love? Well, the love is the law. The love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. Somebody say rumors. And repeat after me who we are so we can keep it in our minds. Who we are. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. Let's say that again. We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a human experience. And our thought for today, rumors, the illusion of reality, and the reality of an illusion. So we're going to look at some objects on the screen this morning. And I want each of you to tell me what you see. And I think I might have jumped ahead, but just hold on. No, I'm there. So before us, what do you see on the screen? Oops. There you go. What do you see? When you look up there at that word, what's the first word you see? Good. Anybody see anything else? God is good. What else do you see? How many see evil? Good. How many saw good first? How many still don't see evil? But now that I pointed it out, you see it, right? That's pretty much the truth of illusion and reality. You can look at something and it can be good, but evil is somewhere in there lurking. But I'm getting ahead of myself. What do you see now? The next one. Tell me what you see. The Indian, I heard a duck. What else? Who sees the rabbit? Okay. Anybody see the rabbit? See the rabbit in my Elmer Fudd voice. Does anybody see the Eskimo? All right. So what did you see first? Who saw the Indian first? Okay. Who saw the Eskimo first? Cool. Do y'all see the rabbit yet? You don't see the rabbit? I didn't think about the, look at it from this way. See the quack, the thingy, the beak of the duck, the rabbit's ears, and the eye is the rabbit's eye. The duck's eye is also the rabbit's eye. You're just looking at it from a different direction. Do y'all see it yet? Okay, good. Next slide we have. Oh, this is one of my favorites. Somebody tell me what you see. I don't want to tell you. Just say what you see. You see a young lady? Okay. Who saw the young lady? Okay. Do y'all see the older lady? Okay, you see the older lady. Does everybody see both on each picture? You do? You see? Okay. And our next one, now this is new for me. What do y'all see on this picture? Somebody said Jesus. There's a lady at the bottom. What else do you see? I wish it was darker. A baby. Look at Jesus' eyes. Do you see his eyes? Do you see the two men for his eyes? Do you see Jesus? I know it's kind of blurry or kind of not that light, but do you see Jesus laying? Can y'all see the woman? It's a little blurry. I would highly recommend that when you guys get a chance, yes, when you get a chance, go online, houseofjudah.org, go to the audio, go to today's lesson, and you can see these things sharper and clearer. But the eyes of Jesus are his disciples. If you see where his nose and his eyebrows are, that's the face of a woman. These are illusions. Now, I don't know if you can, you probably can't see it right here, but where Christ's hair is, those are people bent over. I highly advise you, if you get a chance, houseofjudah.org, audio, and go to slides, and you can see these slides. Now, our next slide, what do you see? Yes. Now, I want you to concentrate, if you can, on the four dots in the middle of the picture for about 30 seconds. Just look at those three dots. Then close your eyes and tilt your head back. Keep them closed. Keep them closed. Do y'all see the circle of light? What do y'all see? Y'all don't see it yet? Okay, let's do it together. Look at those four dots. One, two, three, four. Look at the, just keep looking at the dots. Looking at the dots, looking at the dots. Keep looking at the dots, just the dots in the middle. Just keep looking at those four dots. Now close your eyes and lean your head back. Y'all see it on the back of your eyes? What you're supposed to get. Did anybody see it? Okay, it may be too light, but for, like I said, go to the slides, and I don't want to ruin the for you. So I invite you to go online and look at the slides. And I asked us to see all of these pictures and see these because we're going to be talking about illusions. What are you seeing? So what's an illusion? Illusion is a thing, or a thing is or likely to be wrongly perceived. Duck, rabbit. Something that isn't real, it looks real, but it's fake. Indian, Eskimo. Illusions distort the human perception of reality. They are generally shared by most people. All deception or deceptive appearances or impressions. These are false beliefs or false ideas. Somebody say false. Illusions. To give the illusion of fascination by looking serious, paying close attention, even looking at people's mouth when they're talking, and nodding occasionally. That's how you trick somebody into the illusion that you're listening. Misconception is also an illusion. And a misconception is an incorrect conception, thought, or belief. Somebody say illusion. Now, another word for illusion, it can be daydreams, delusion, imagination, fantasy, pretending. How many of you are familiar with the phrase gaslighting? Gaslighting. And I'm not talking about a stove, okay? Falsely convincing another of a lie as though it's truth. Gaslighting is when we have the illusion or we're given the perception of something being really serious, really real, or somebody standing right in your face telling you a complete and utter lie, but they're acting like it's the truth. So they can confuse you, give you the illusion of truth, but it is a lie. Now, this is some really good stuff, and I thank the Holy Spirit for giving Alpheus this one, because when we look at illusion, you know, illusion has its place. Therefore, this is something we need to be aware of. Do not confuse illusion with faith. You know how I said it before, it's a thin line between love and hate. It's a thin line between illusion and faith. So what are some warnings that we have? We have divine warning as it relates to illusions, and we have divine awareness. Now, the divine warning, simply put, an illusion is a strong delusion that comes upon those who do not choose to believe. For our intents and purposes, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the truth. And those who mock and reject him. That's whenever you try to tell somebody something, they won't listen. That is an illusion. At work, delusions. And this is what we have to be aware of. According to Proverbs 14:18, Foolish dreamers live in a world of illusion. Wise realists plant their feet on the ground. Somebody say, plant your feet on solid ground. We already know what the solid ground is. John 1:5 says, and the light shined in the darkness, and the darkness did not and does not comprehend it. Somebody say, go to the light. The light shines in the darkness. That's the truth. And the darkness, the illusion, did not comprehend it. They perish, said 2 Thessalonians 2:10-12. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and be saved. For this reason, y'all listen to this. This is one of those sit still and hold on scriptures. For this reason, God sends to them a powerful delusion so that they will not believe, or so that they will believe the lie and have not believed the truth, but delighted in wickedness. Ooh wee, that is scary. I'm gonna say that again. They perish. Perish doesn't necessarily mean dead, end of mortality, end of life, but they perish, their hopes perish. Those dreams that are from God, where we have to pay attention to the right word, duck or rabbit, where we have to see old lady or young lady, we have to see the light inside of that darkness. And what the word is saying is they perish. They perish. Let me keep going and bump my thing. I'm sorry, y'all. They perish because they refuse. Somebody already say refuse. Refuse to love the truth and be saved. And this is why they refuse to believe. And this is the reason God sends a power, a powerful delusion, so that they will believe the lie. And they have not believed the truth, but delighted in wickedness. That is, I'm going to let y'all, Holy Spirit say, let each of y'all chew on that and they'll open it up. They'll unpack it more for you. That's why we have to have divine awareness. Divine awareness, according to Proverbs 13:15, means good understanding gives favor, but the way of transgressions is hard. Somebody say the way of the transgressor is hard. Ooh, please remember that. The way of the transgressor is hard because so many of the illusions that we have been conditioned to believe is that it's hard. Hard work, no pain, no gain, difficulty, hardship. But right here, Proverbs says, the way of the transgressor is hard. So we have to ask God, and whatever you do, so that we are more aware of the truth and less aware of the illusion. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. This is how we avoid illusion. Because truly, faith, you can't see it. And that's the subtle deceit, if you will, of how illusions can get us. Remember, the folk didn't believe Jesus was Jesus because he didn't look like they thought he would, coming out of Nazareth. Not on a war horse, but a donkey. And 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from every form of evil. If we want to stay in a place of truth, reality of God's truth, avoid evil. Because the more evil that we are connected to, we are less able to see the light. So 2 Thessalonians 2 says also, do not be shaken in mind or troubled either by, excuse me, either by word or letter, as if from us, like we know what we're talking about. Let no one be deceived by any means. So when those things come upon us to really shatter us, break us down, and throw us off our game, we cannot be deceived by any means. Somebody say, run to the light. Run to the light. So reality, if illusion is really a delicate balance for us to recognize and see according to the illusions that we've seen, just an example of how something can be right there and we cannot see it. What is reality? What are we seeing? Reality is the world or the state of things as they actually exist, rather than a notion or an idea. Reality is that thing that exists in fact, having previously only existed in our mind. Reality, the sum of all that is real or that does exist. It is the truth or an actuality of a situation. And some words for reality, truth, are absoluteness, actuality, certitude, certainty, a definite fact, surety, sureness. Somebody say truth. This is why this is like with the illusion. Don't allow reality to shake your faith. Say it back to me. Don't let reality shake your faith. That's the beauty of why we got to have the presence of the Lord. Amen. The presence of the Lord is upon us. And here's the new phrase that came up for us, kind of add to our, we are spiritual beings having a human, one with Christ having a human experience. Please repeat this back. Don't let anyone's humanity bully your spirituality. See, before we said, don't let your humanity, we all have our own humanity, humanity is the illusion. Humanity also is that reality, because we have lived these things and they are real. But how do we see the sacred and holy in that which seems mundane and disgusting? That's why we don't let anyone's humanity bully our spirituality. Amen. That's why we walk by faith and not by sight. Iron sharpens iron, so we have to be aware of who we are connected to and what are we calling reality. Well, this is something else we want to understand. The reality of God is a mystery. Isn't that something? You know, whenever you're baking a cake, and it tastes so good. You know it has eggs. You know it has flour. You know it has sugar. You know it. But there's a mystery in how all of this wet, dry, all these ingredients come together to make something absolutely tasty called a cake. It's a mystery. That's why I don't bake them. I always follow Jesus. The reality of God is a mystery. There is, and this is what we have to remind ourselves of it with Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Go figure. Somebody say no condemnation in Christ Jesus. Now, how do we get into this reality of God that is a mystery? Do Romans 12:2. Do not conform to this world, y'all saw that, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Romans 12:2. That's the memorized King James Version. Somebody say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Do y'all know why our minds are being transformed and renewed? Philippians. It's not up here, but if you want to write it down, check it out. First Philippians 1, Paul says, the same mind which is in Christ Jesus will also be in us. Say it back to me. Do you have the mind of Christ? When we have the mind of Christ, oh, he will fix up the reality, the illusions, and all of those things, that subtle deceit, those tricky little, the small foxes devour the vine, those small things that throw us off. And so when we are transformed by the renewal of our mind, we make space so that the same mind which is in Christ Jesus will also be in us. Because we're told in 1 Corinthians, we see through a mirror darkly, but face to face. But now we know in part, but then we shall know just as I also am known. It says here, we see through a glass darkly, a mirror darkly. That's how we are aware of the illusions. That's how we are aware of God's truth and reality in our humanity and its truth and its reality. Okay? What's the divine warning about reality? The divine warning about reality is from 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural person does not accept the things of the spirit, for they are folly, foolish illusions to him. And he is not able to understand them because the things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. And this is one of my favorite. Be not deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Has anybody ever told you? If iron sharpens iron, what are you being sharpened? What iron are you being sharpened by? And then he says, be not deceived. Be not deceived, bad company. That means we can't be tricked. We have to be aware of the illusion. And here's another one. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever one soweth, that shall he also reap. There's a difference in us taking responsibility for the choices that we've made, honoring the truth that we just don't know what to do, didn't know what to do, and we did the best we could. It happens. No one person knows everything. No matter how much we know, there's an ocean full of absolute more that we do not. I know a whale. What's in the ocean? The little invisible things that we cannot see. So as sure as we are about what we see with our naked eyes, there's so much more. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever we sow, what are we sowing? And when we take responsibility, remember we said a few weeks ago, Jesus endured the cross but conquered the shame. We've been released from the shame. But there is an illusion and a little subtle deceit that's going around that's saying, but you're guilty. I'm guilty. How can we be guilty when Jesus died for all our guilt and our sins? He didn't have shame. So why would the one who redeemed us shame us, blame us, and give us guilt? Whom the Son set free is free indeed. Colossians 2:8. So, see that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception according to, somebody say tradition. Watch out for the tradition. According to the tradition, according to the elementary principles of the word. Somebody say, rather than Christ. Oh, y'all, guess what? Foolish Galatian. Who has bewitched you? What are you believing? What are we believing? Because divine awareness tells us there's a difference between God's mystery and humanity's illusion. Jesus said in John 8:32, you will, he didn't say might, well, kind of, sort of, maybe. No, you will know the truth, and the truth shall do what? Certified. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. Bank, Holy Spirit says, define thief. Define thief. Do not allow anyone else to define thief for you. Thief may be our fear. Thief may be our indecision. The thief may be our pain that has not been released to the Father. The thief may be generational, after generation of bad teaching, tradition, religion, doctrine. Watch out for the thief. Because it doesn't always look the way we believe it to be, i.e. horns, tail, red. What is, oh, say it back to me. What is your thief? What is the thief? Mine, I have to be aware of the fear because it's tricky. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that we may have life, that they may have life and life more abundantly. And here's something else whenever we're into this divine awareness. I am the way, the truth, and the light, says Jesus. The way, the truth, and the life. Therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:7, this is where the mystery, the illusion, and the reality kind of has that Trinitarian look to it. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, that person is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. That's why we have to, somebody say, that's why we have to release the shame. We have to release the shame. We have to be aware of what reality is. Yes, I made some absolutely horrible decisions, but I'm free because I'm walking in the truth of the reality of God's word. Yes, I have sown, still might sow some seeds, but I am aware, be not deceived, God is not mocked. What's coming out of our mouth? Because I ain't planting no garden. Not green beans, corn, and okra like back in the day. So what's in our garden of our mind, our spirit, that's coming forth? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. That's why the scripture is so important for us today. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. Not necessarily us in Afghanistan, the war of our mind, spirit, family, jobs. You will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things will come to pass, but the end is not yet. In other words, that's not the end. They're going to have a layoff. You did lose your job. These are rumors that cause us to embrace fear. What kind of rumors do we need to expand on so that we can see the reality of God's truth and call it the illusion of fear that it is? I need my job. We do. Some trust in horses, some trust in chariots, but we trust in the name of the Lord. And although these things come, it's not the end yet. And then many will be offended. People be getting mad at us, don't they? And then many will be offended. Some will betray one another. Other will hate another. And then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. False prophets are not just people standing here leading church. A false prophet is a person who will tell you something that when you're getting ready to move forward, and they say, you think you really want to do that? Are you sure that's what God has for you to do? Did you really think about it? Be aware. You know why? Because deception lurks. Somebody say subtle deceit. When we think about these illusions and things, when was the last time or the first time you thought about the underbelly of the snake? I think about the snake, I just see how ugly it is in the fangs. But the snake has an underbelly that is full of the deceit and the deception that can trick us unless we know. And because of lawlessness, the love of many grows cold. The lawlessness are all of these thoughts that come up at us to break us down and scare us. But he endures to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be teached and preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Please note that the end doesn't necessarily mean the end of our life, the end of existence. End also means the end of our difficulty, the end of our hardship, the end of our heartbreak, the end of our difficulty, the end of the struggle. These are also ends whenever we think about illusions, reality, and mysteries. How are we seeing hate sacred and holy in the quote-unquote mundane? And y'all, well, I'm just going to go ahead and keep going because this is a good word today. Is this a good word for y'all today? We're talking about illusions, reality, and God's truth. As spiritual beings having a human experience, we have to remember who we are. So, how do we remember? I've got the table set up here. And at the beginning of the year, half the year, I try to remember going through parts of the year that we have to remember. Our baptism. Y'all remember I asked that y'all that a while back? When was the last time you remember your baptism? That's that presence that we don't think about. This water has been blessed and prayed over, and we thank God that it represents the blessing of the love that Jesus poured out for us and the waters of baptism. It also represents how our baptism is right there with us, and it keeps us. And this one right here represents the fluidity of water, which is the fluidity, the liquidness of Christ, the presence. I am the living water. Come to the water. Y'all remember that? Come to the water, those without price. So there's an aspect of baptism and the water that is both illusion. Y'all want to talk about illusions, reality, and a bit confusion. Water. In the summer, it's dew. In the winter, it's frost. When you boil it, it becomes steam. Whenever it's really, really cold, it's ice. When you blow it out of your mouth, it's condemnation. Somebody say, what is water? Water represents so many of the ways God is present in the mystery of our very common everyday life. So if you will stand with me, and if you are willing, I would like for each of you to come, wash your hands. Got a little water to wash our hands with. I got a little hand sanitizer. And each of us will wash first. Then we're going to dip our hands in the little bowl, and we're going to, if you want me to do it, I'll do it. If you prefer to do it yourself, however you prefer, dip your finger in the water. Put the sign of the cross on your head to remember your baptism, for it is what keeps us holy. And then on this side, I would like to bless your hands, because they told us last Sunday, the blessings and more in 2024. We want to be blessed for more so we can see more of Christ, more of him. And I am going to drink from this glass symbolically the presence of the Lord, the presence of the Holy Spirit. We don't see water in our body, but in our body like 70-80% water. No matter what you drink, it's water. So if you will come forward, well, let me pray for us first. Loving God, we thank you for the water. We thank you for our truth. We thank you for those things that we see and they look one way and we can't tell what they are. We thank you for the mysteries that you reveal. But most of all, we thank you that you are the way, the truth, and the life. God, there are people that are here, people that came here that are not able to be here, who are going through some illusions and some realities. Whether it's sickness, whether it's pain, whether it's economical crisis, whether it's moments in the heart, relationships, you know. But right now, whether we are listening and watching or whether we are just here in the presence, let us know that you are fluid and liquid, and wherever we are, you reach us. That's the mystery of how you can bless me and bless them and bless us all at the same time and not keep a beat. The same way you keep each and every one of our hearts beating. The way each and one, every one of us breathe. That's your mystery, but it's our reality of who you are. Help us see the more intimate delicacies of the intricacies of illusion, reality, mystery, what our faith is. We thank you now for healing, completion, purity. And we thank you that you have blessed this water and you will as a symbolism of your love, your presence, and your faithfulness to us. And we thank you because that's our reality, that you love us, you keep us. Even though sometimes it may feel like an illusion, you're with us no matter where we go. And for this, we say thank you. And it is in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit that we pray. Amen. And if you will stand, and those who feel comfortable, you can come down. And I would like to place the sign of the cross on your head. Just take a moment to remember your baptism. If you haven't been baptized, this is a great opportunity for you to symbolically receive your waters of baptism. Come up here and talk to us after service. And Brother Jerry and those here will help you understand what it means and the pathway to your baptism. And then the other, we will bless your hands for what God's plans are. And at the end, I will drink symbolically for us drinking in. Thanks to COVID, we can't sip. So we just thank God for his presence. Hold on.